The guy was a young boy, which we, when I was young, considered those issues as sensational. And as a matter of fact, there are about four or five issues about which the Rishonim disagree. And those issues, I would like simply to point those issues out to you and discuss them just for a short time. I mean, it would not take long. In general, Sfiras HaEmel, there are, I would say, four issues in Sfiras HaEmel, as I said before, which are almost sensational. Do you know of machlekes with regard to Sfiras HaEmel, central, basic machlekes? Machlekes, controversies with regard to Sfiras HaEmel. Basic, I don't mean peripheral machlekes. There are many machlekes peripheral. What?
Four
controversies. What? Correct. The mitzvah itself, with manazir? Is it with the raisi or with the rabban? Fine. We'll return to this problem. Next. What would you suggest next? What? Yomim of our Shvuah should be included in the Yomim. What is the Machlekes or Shainim? If there is the Machlekes, of course the Machlekes. What does the Machlekes consist of? What does the Machlekes consist of? With regard to what? With regard to the Nusach, to the text of Sphere. One opinion is the text of Sphere should be read. I mean, should be found in the sphere. Should be the way we do. This is the proper method. What is our meaning? What is our practice? Yomim and Shuas. The Yomim and Shuas is all Rishonim. It's a machlekes. I mean, the Gemara, a Meimar. Yomim and Shuas. If we are speaking about Yomim and Shuas in general, we have the machlekes in the Gemara, a Meimar. But in the Gemara, the question is if there is a mitzvah shvuas bizman hazeh. So what do you do? Do you have to mention shvuas every night? Or once in 7 days? The mitzvah of mevni yeim, the mitzvah of mevni shvuas. Mereshwe is a mitzvah which is binding throughout the period of Shwe, because of mitzvah. Mereshwe is not only the weeks, even the yomim, for instance, yesterday or before yesterday, say, Ayim Shnei Shavue of Abos, Ayim Shem Shnei Shavue of Beima. This is according to everybody, because I've got to mention it, because if we pass mitzvah in the yom and mitzvah in the shavuah, the shavuah means, what does shavuah mean? Mean every night? Or shavuah means every night on which the week is completed. Our meaning is that the mitzvah shavuah applies not only to whole weeks, but fractional weeks as well. The mayor next was just last night. Was Shem Chamishos or Yeim? So I have to repeat. Shem Shnei Shavuos. Shem Shnei Shavuos. וימי חוד, או שני ימים, או שלוש ימים, is the integration of this, of the week out of the yomim, is also a part of Minyan Ashuas. Minyan Ashuas is not only when you have entities, when you have separate entities, but Minyan Ashuas is even if one, in the end, Shuas, for instance, Shuas, you have 3 days, I have three Shuas and 5 days, Boela. It's also the Mitzvah. Mitzvah is the process of integration. I mean, of counting up to 7 and integrated 7, and we'll start with 14 and so forth. It's according to most Rishonim, many Rishonim, not most of them. Many Rishonim is as long as the Shavua is not complete, it's not mentioned. For instance, I mentioned only Ayim Shlisha Shavua Dvaina. It means at the end of the Shavua, means the 7th, the 14th, 21st, the 28th, and so forth. Now, the complete, when I obtain a Shavua, a total Shavua, fractions, I mean, don't count. Yeah, this is Machlekes HaRishonim. It was you can simply divide the Rishonim into two groups. So many Rishonim require the mention of Shavuos every night. Many Rishonim say every night makes no sense. It is the mention of Shavuos at the conclusion of the week. What is next? Interesting is something else. The Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam Mishnah Torah, we don't know anything. The Shavuos, I mean, is very short and very brief. It's very hard to get to some conclusions as far as the controversy is concerned. But the Rambam, in explaining his method, as far as Minyan HaMitzvot is concerned. The question which rose before the Rambam is whether to count Shavuos and Yomim as two mitzvahs, or count Yomim as one mitzvah, and which includes Shavuos as well. The Ram has a Sefer HaMitzvot. The Ram says no, Shavuos should not be counted as separate mitzvah. Shouldn't be counted as separate mitzvah. Shavuos should be counted as Yomim and Shavuos are one mitzvah. Because it's not a mitzvah from 2 million, but the mitzvah is to count Yomim and organize them into units, and each unit is what is a is the Shavua. It means when I count Ayim Yot and Abos Ayim Shem Shne Shavuos Ve'Ena, it is not. I shouldn't look upon this as a separate count. That one is Shne Yomim and then Abos Ayim and then a count of Shne Shavuos. The Shnei Shavuos is actually included in the Minyan Yomim. I've got to count Yomim and then immediately organize the Yomim into units of Shavuos. But Shavuos is a prat, so to say, so. It is an expression, actually, of the Minyan Yomim. The interesting is that actually in the Torah, the Shavua emphasized. Shiva Shavua is Tisfalach, Mocho Chamesh Bakomo. And then Chag Shavuos. But the Rambam was insists apparently but the Rambam considers the Minyan Hayomim as the most important Minyan, while Shavuos is just a qualification in Minyan Hayom. You see, I can count a dollar. I count the dollar the way it is integrated from Tezer, from Tennis. But it is not the Minyan of the Tennis. The Minyan of the Tennis includes then I get to the dollar, so the pennies are organized into units, into entities, but there is only a team of yomim, not a team of shavuos. How does the Rambam know that? He says, the way our minute is to and the Rambam, the following controversy, whether the Sefer, the Minyan of Emer is consists of Yomim, whether Minyan Emer, this controversy, should every night I've got to mention the Minyan Shavuos. Or Minyan Shavuos is enough for me that I mention it once a week. This depends upon the problem whether Yomim and Shavuos are one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Because if there are two mitzvahs, you've got to mention the Shavuos every night. That's exactly what we do. But however, if it is one mitzvah, Yomim is just a qualification as far as Shavuos. Is a qualification as far as the Yomim and Yom are concerned. And if it's a qualification, it's only at the end of the Shavua, not in the middle of the Shavua. You have no one has zero Sefer Mitzvah. But actually, we don't understand the Rambam. Why? What is the proof? It might be, for instance, we mention Shavua every night, it's our minute. But we might agree with all the opinions, with the opinions of the Rishonim, that the mitzvah is not Shavuos, the mitzvah is Yomim. And then the Rambam says something else. Had the mitzvah been Shavuos, as well as Yomim, you would say, you would count Emer with two brachas. Limne is Chamishim Yeim, and Limne is Shiva Shavuos. The fact that we don't count Yomim and Shavuos with two brachas, but with one bracha, is apparently that the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists exclusively in the Yomim. The Shavuos is just a Kiyum in the Yomim. The Yom should not be left just 4 to 5 days. If you count 4 to 5 days, you have to explain, what the 4 to 5 days mean in terms of Shavuot. The next unit is Shavua to Yom. This is a Rambam. Now next, what's the next? Huh? I don't hear you. You mean the Tosfos that me and the Sefer Seimer is good before Bina Shmoshes. Not only good, but Tosfos recommends that it be counted before Bina Shmoshes. Not only it's good, Mitzvah, that's because of Tnimit. Yeah. This is it. No, in Manor Shem, that the Lilo. And Ashmoshes is not good enough, but you need Lilo. I mean, our meaning is to wait on stress and days in which we can't count Sphere for Tisha Kachovim, not to count Sphere immediately with Shkir Sachama. Yes. Well, why does Tisha say? Because it is Tnimit. Tnimit. Hatkhila Tisha is kosher with the Ashmoshes. Then Tisha. We all this new thing. If we count before the Hashmoshes, the counting during the Hashmoshes, then to postpone it until after the Hashmoshes because of Tnimit. Is this? What do you understand by Tnimit? For instance, the problem of that the Aloch is David's problem, Shochach, he forgot. There I understand what Nimitz means. Because if I skipped one sphere, there is no minion. It's a sphere is a series, a mini sphere. And if I cannot get, if I lose the third day, I cannot get from the second to the fourth. And this is Nimitz. It means in the Mises, we understand. It means that the minion be atomic, the minion be a continuous, a total minion. That I understand. But Tesis Nimitz is a different kind of feeling. It's not in the minion, the minion is correct anyway. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 every night. Every night, I mean, Ben Ashmoshes. Is the me and I, there is Nimitz in me. So what is Tesis? How does Tesis utilize the Ben Ashmoshes, the Nimitz with regard to Ben Ashmoshes? Why is it not Nimitz? You understand me? Nimitz means simple. If I want to get to 49, I cannot get to 49 unless both spheres are counted. Every day is counted with sphere. So gradually I get to the sphere for the night, the last sphere. That I understand. But as I told you, in counting, if you don't count 10, you count at 9, you skip 10, you want to count 11. So we'll tell him you're a liar, because you yourself did not count 10. It is 9 and 11. You understand that 9 and 11 is not a sphere. If it's not a sphere, you cannot count a sphere. That's counting. If I count $10, I won't be all the $10 may be placed on the table in my I could account for the $10. So then it is sphere. But if I cannot account for the $10, I can account for 8 and 1 and the 9 is missing. Is not sure, it's wonderful. What about, but this is not Tishas. Therefore, I have got to count Ben Ashmoshes? Why, therefore, I have to count Ben Ashmoshes? Huh? What do you mean, each of one? Huh? Yeah. Not Rizma Gimel Mitzvah. No, it's not Rizma Gimel Mitzvah. Not Rizma Gimel Mitzvah. Rizma Gimel Mitzvah is a different stuff. I don't say the stream of the Mitzvahs are not involved. It's a different story. Ubemes di Gemore ka Gebalat Mitzvah. The Gemore says, Yochel Yikse Balaylo Ve Yomi Be Yein. Gemore. Apparently, it's very hard even to express to define that the day should be is supposed to be counted. The whole day has got to be counted. The day has got to be a manui. But the day has got to be a manui. In Rambam also, Rambam says, V'seferim balayla. V'seferim balayla. In V'sefer balayla, V'sefer b'yeim, is a ziyot. V'sefer balayla is, this is not in the Mises. This is in the, I cannot actually formulate it. But it is in the Mchalishem, that before the 9 days from Shavuos to from Pesach to Shavuos should be menuyim, and the earlier the better. The earlier is better. The mele it is balaylo who needs baye. This is the Gemara. But the Taisu says even balaylo itself. You can push it up to the Nashmosh, is settling. There is a lot of Nimes, not only with regard to the Mises, but there is a lot of Nimes also with regard to the Chalushem Yein Monui. Yein Monui, it is the Gemara. The difference between the Taisus and the Gemara is consistent in what? The difference. According to the Gemara says it, and therefore one should not wait with Sfiras HaEmor until the night and until the day, but he has got to count immediately. I mean, during the time during the night, he's got to, not to wait. More to Yochel Yichzer, Yochel Yichzer, Yochel Yichzer by Yehi Yichzer in the Balaylo. No more at minutes been in the record. And if he'll count well, the day he does not minutes. Because what will be missing? What will be missing?
Part of the
game
money.
The part of the game, namely, the level. Correct? This will be missing. That's what the Gemara says. Stacy says, with the same logic, Stacy says, try, you can extend it.
Of course,
the light. As well as the light, rather than the. In the morning, in the morning hours, if I can count here today, at 8 o'clock, after 7 or 7 o'clock, as soon as possible, even by osmosis, this is more tmimes, somehow the kinful tmimes is achieved in almost a perfect manner. Namely, I include the night and the day in what? The night and the day in before the 9 days, in the Manui, in the Yom Manui. Here you can argue with it. You can argue with the Balatheja. You can argue with the Balatish. Again? You may argue with the Balatish. Please. Huh? Just a moment, just a moment. This question is there. I made this agreement about that. You say, Laila V'yein, Laila V'yein is two different zmanim, two different entities of time entities. There's Laila V'yein. And the sphere has got to include those two entities. That's why you cannot postpone the sphere until dawn, until Amud HaShachar, but you have to count at night. But when you count at night, it is not different It does not differ whether you count the Aseret Hatzchola Salayla, or you count not as Hatzchola Salayla, but you count as the Tzei Salayla, the end of the year. Of the night. If the night is missing, then it's not limited. But if the night is not missing, he's not missing at all. The night he'll count at night. But the night for him will consist of the five last hours. He'll count Sphere at 4 o'clock in the morning. But the sphere will consist of both money, namely what? This itself is enough. Take a look at Rambam. Take a look at Rambam. Rambam says. You have a Rambam, somebody here. Yes, but Mitzilas Hayom in Meini. It's at the beginning. It is at the beginning of the day you have to come to Sphere. This is Alochim and Nimes. And therefore, I do count at night, not in the daytime. The night with regard to Sphere is not the fact that we have to count at night is not because Sphere is a mitzvah and the Eged Balayla. It is the Tchila side, but for a different reason. Namely, what reason? Because it's Nimes. When do I lose Nimes? When do I succeed in achieving Nimes? If the Sphere takes place by Lilo, regardless of when, as to the hour, but there are 5 minutes, before Amud HaShachar, I can still count Sphere and have a Sphere consisting of Tmimes. However, if I counted Sphere in the beginning, after the night has passed, so then there is no Sphere because the Chelek Hayim, which we call Lilo, is missing. That's what we have to say. But anyway, it's a Machlekes Rosheim. What next? I can't. It was raised by the Hashbo, and the Rav Avrom quotes him, but I don't believe it was a very publicized controversy. What? What is private? I don't know what private, but the country has a lot of private. Oh, you mean the Ramban Shite? You mean the Ramban Shite as Friday you count? The Rashi Shite tonight. Rashi doesn't say it, actually. Rashi is a strange Rashi Shite, but we don't know exactly what Rashi says. Rashi says, Rashi went into the Smedrash, and they were on the process of counting Sphere, so Rashi counted Sphere with them, with a broche. With Rashi Shiti, you may count Sphere ben Hashmosh. This in itself wouldn't have been a sensation. But Rashi explained, if I should remind myself later in the night, that I did not count this money, it's proper time. So I'll repeat the count. And if I will not, forget to count here later at night before I retire, I'll accomplish. What will I accomplish if I want to? The promo came way after me, Yoni. I will not lose the meal. It means a counter-rush is like that. Sphere requires Shkizachamor ben Hashmoshes. But this is only with regard to the fulfillment of my duty, namely that the mitzvah Sfiras HaEmor, the Mele is he counted with this, with the tzibur, without a broche. He counted with the tzibur without a broche. Just a minute, how hard did Rashi do it? Rashi did not say Tnai. Tnai was my pshat. All right, it's the first time without a broche. Yes, the second time I know. According to Rashi, the way Rashi is like this. Or you need this in Matzibu. Or you need in Matzibu, but they broke. And later, he used to repeat this fear before retiring. But before retiring, he made a broche. Louis, so why did he count this fear prior to that with the tzibur? What will I accomplish? He says that in case I should forget, I would not lose my count. That's Rashi. So the Rishonim ask Manusha, if he counts the later before retiring, he counts without a broche. No. The second time visible. Then it's from the Sassanian. The second time visible. The first time without a broche. So why does he say that it will help him to protect him against losing the entire mitzvah of sphere? If he made a broche the second time, then apparently the sphere the first time is not good. And if the sphere is not very the first time, it should lose the possibility of sphere, should lose the opportunity of sphere the second time. If he forgot to repeat, even though the broche, but even though he counted sphere with the tzibur, correct? Yeah. I'll discuss it. I didn't have it in mind. This project, machlekes the behagen the rabbi Netan. If he has forgotten one day, whether he continues to count with the broche, or he has got to discontinue the count with the broche. I mean the famous shittes rabbi Netan, the behagen. As shochach v'leisof apam echos, is a reze seifa b'libroche, and it's a b'libroche, and then a seifa klal. This is a big machlikes between the Rabbi Netan and the Behag. But as shochach v'leisof abalailo, shochach v'leisof ach, whether he may continue to count with the broche or not. This is what else? Huh? Yeah, but it's not a public machlekes. This is the Rashbo in the name of the Rabbi, in the name of the Rashi. Then this shochach v'lisofa balaylo. What's about whether he may say a broche by him? If I did forget to count, is the machlekes again? The Rabbi Tam says that I cannot count with the broche, because the lilo is not the man's Sfiras HaEmor. The yem is not the man's Sfiras HaEmor. But many Rishonim, the Rambam, shochach v'limone b'yem, v'limone b'lilo, meine b'yem b'brocho. So the Rambam shite. Meine b'yem. The Rambam says meine b'yem means b'brocho. Those are the basic controversies. Yes. So let's take it one by one. The controversy whether there is minyan ashavuos But there is me and Ashavuos. Every night, or me and Ashavuos is limited only to the night on which is the Shavua, the Sphere is completed. As far as the Shavua is concerned, every year, multiples, is this is the Machlekes of Hashem. There are two quotes, there are two in the Chinuch, the quote. This is number one. Next is the Machlekes of the Lord. The Reis of the Rabbanim, Ramashi Kassir, the Menazei, what? The Reis, all Rishenim, the Gemara, Amemer, Moni Yemi, Oma Zecha the Midrash, Zecha the Midrash, is the Gemara, I mean, apparently considered Mitzvah Sphere, the Menazei, the Rabbanim. And then the two problems, but the Sphere by Yemi is kosher, and the second problem is, whether in case of forgetting this spirit, whether it may continue with the minion or it cannot continue with the minion, with the tzibur. This is again a machlekes of Hashem. Now, let me say the following. The Bahak says, you see, when the Mechaber says, Shochach v'limono b'laylo meine v'yein v'librocho, when I say it, it's correct. I'll say Shochach, if I forgot to count this sphere at night, and I count it in the daytime, I don't say a broche. Why don't I say a broche? Why? So don't count at all. Don't count at all. The answer is, when we say it, it's all right. Because when we say it, what is it expressed by the broche? We don't know the aloche. Since we don't know the aloche, we know it. Two Rishonim have disagreed, namely the Bahak and the Rabbeinu Tam, or the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam, where the Sphere is valid in the daytime. So in such a machleket, in such a case, in which Rishonim have argued with each other, and the opinions are diametrically opposed to each other, so is Meine B'nei Brocha, like old Sphere. As make it the Reis of the Chumre, what do you do? You have many B'nai Brocha. But the Baha cannot say that. The Baha cannot say, Le'imona Balai or Meine B'yein B'nai Brocha. But it would be ridiculous. You ask the Baha, to tell us the following. What is it? Is the Yeim kosher with Sphere Seina? Or the Yeim, the Yeim is okay. The Yeim is the his fear by Yehim is not valid. Unless the Bahar will say, he doesn't know, so we'll say B'nai Brocha. But I hope the Bahar wouldn't say he doesn't know. So it means the Bahar says, it's good. By Yehim is good. If by Yehim is good, why not a Brocha? Is that text? Every text, which Mono, Shorach Lemono Balayro, maybe the yin, you can't say B'nai Brocha. B'nai Brocha will say B'nai Brocha. So not a question of Bahag, not a question of two shittes in Mishnah Berurah, you know. The Bahag said, maybe the yin, he couldn't say Brocha. Either maybe the yin or any maybe the yin. Brocha is completely the man cannot say he does the mitzvah and he without a bracha. Why without a bracha? Unless the Bahag will say that he has a suffix, he has a doubt mind. Very difficult. Tesis in Megillah does have the phrase Veicha de limone b'ayin b'alaylo מיני בייי כוס הבהר.
ואיכר, ואיכר דלימוני בלילה,
מיני בייי בלי ברוך.
תייס
מגיל הכבוד. It might have been a שיגר דלישני.
It was done by, because Tesis, in such cases, is used to the expression, Belei Broche, what it means, because of the heart. This is not of a, it's a Shiga de Lishne. But anyway, Tesis should have said, Veichet Rimon Abba Lailo, Meine Biye, because of the heart. So somehow it's a Shiga de Lishne, or is that a Seva? I don't know. But if one should be abstinent, the Gemara Stamach, and point out the text in Pesach, Meine Biyein Belei Brocha, as a quotation from the Mahat, is then is yet only one way, one approach to this Mahat, one way how to understand. Apparently, if we should, you have a Gemara Megillah, no one has a Gemara. Eiched the Inshe Shochach to say the Brot, to count Sfira Seima Balayla. Yimne le Mokho Balei Brot.
Machin
Halacha. What do you say?
He
skipped it completely, yes? So what is the avol? What is the avol here? He says the Bahag said two halachas. He says the Bahag said two halachas. One halacha is Lei Brocha, and the second Aloha, what is? Yeah, it's not in the Brocha, not in the Lei Brocha. In both cases. Or how to be, the Yimna is in Brocha, so why does the Bahag say, the Yimna is in the Lei Brocha? The Yimna! And the Priya, and this also quotes him, the Shochach Balailo, Meine Bayeim. Why Belei Broche? It is good, Sfira Broche. You think that Sfira Balailo is kosher, Sfira Broche. You don't think so, so you don't have to say anything. What do you see from this Bahag? What do you infer from this Bahag immediately? Again, in my opinion, it's a very same. But anyway, Jesus quotes the Bahag. But the trouble is the text in Bahag is impossible to see to ascertain the proper text. It's impossible. There are so many additions by the Bahag, and the more additions there, the more complicated. However, if the Jesus quotation in Bahag is correct, so apparently the Bahag is of the opinion there are 2 minyonim in Sfira Seima. 2 minyonim. 1 minyan. And with regard to 2 kiyumim in Sfira Seima. 2 kiyumim. And if it's 2 kiyumim, is this mono balailo in the proper time? He makes a broche because in Mikayim he fulfills both Shemitah Sfira Seima at both levels. We'll see soon what it is. But however, if Balailo, he didn't do that. He does his Beyin. His 1 kiyum is missing. He still retains another kiyum. But the other kiyum does not require bracha. But by the way, I mean in simple words. First of all, Sfira Seima Same Behemoth has two paras, two parshas. Has one parsha in the Shatul Lachem and Machas HaShabbos. The Yom HaVachem is the same at Nufo. Sheva Shabbos is Nimesh. Piano. Machas HaShabbos HaShvi is Tispo. Chamishim Yom. This is number one. I need to. In general, Chak Sishko Lach Machal Chamesh Bachal. And then is apparently is the Tvias, from Shavuos, Lanikva depends upon the Yom Chamishi, right? Shavuos differs from other Yom Tere. Not Zmane Chedesh, not Zmane Chedesh. Atzeres Pamin Hei, Piyom Invol, Pamza. We, because we have a stable calendar, it's always Vov, always Vov, at the sixth. But this Manoria doesn't put that definitely at Sheriff on any of 3 days. This is the Parsha, in Reish. Chak Shavuos, Tispaloch, Sheva Shavuos, Tispaloch, Malacham Shavuos, Toch Elisper, Sheva Shavuos. I see some hacks with Shavuot. The Shavuot does not depend upon the date in the month, the monthly date, but depends upon the 50th of Sphira Seima. Is in the Mele, is the Sphira is Kaveya del Hak Shavuot. The Sphira is Kaveya del Hak Shavuot. Is really is that there's another kiyum from spheres aboyim with Tisha Yomi in order to establish the Chag Shavuos. If it's a mitzvah to establish all Miyadei Hashem by the other nations Miyadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, it's also pertinent to establish the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Is the Yom Tov from Shavuos is established by counting Sfiras Hayom. Is really the Bahak, Shita is like this. Let's take for instance, Shochach Velei Mono. The Bahak says, Yimne Bayeim Velei Brocha, correct? Velei Tesis calls the Bahak. To ask why Velei Brocha, you don't have to count at all? No. The aloche in the Tvias, for Shavuos, we don't care. Or take the other case. The case of Shorach Lemona Balailo, where the main Beyem. His Bemesh is with regard to the Kiyum, Sfira Seina per se. It's only the Balailo, not the Yev. But if you take Sfira Seima and you analyze it, I mean, from the viewpoint of what is Chag Shavuos, the Kriya is by Yev also. As far as Chag Shavuos is concerned, there is Yev and Lailo, but they are not two aristocrats. There is no conflict. With regard to the mitzvah sphere, is Lailo the aloha, because it's like Ktsira Tzoreina. That's what the Gemara says. With regard to the mitzvah sphere, the general mitzvah sphere, is Lailo according to the Hag? Is Lailo no easy? Is Yain no good, but you need what?
Lailo.
Is Memele, there is no Broche, because Broche is associated with the mitzvah. However, as far as the Tvias of Shavuos is concerned, of is Yom also good, because the Tvias is the same. There's not a single difference between Yom and Lailo as far as the Tvias is concerned.
Why can you make a bracha the next
time? Oh, you cannot make a contract. Just a moment. Just a moment. Just a moment. Yeah. If that the Bahag is took a human, is it made a bayin? What is he missing? He misses something bayin. What does he miss bayin? The team for sure is in there. I'll call Yochid the Yochid. This is number one. On the other hand, he still does another team. What is the team? When the Kviyas, Chag Shavuos, by Dabba Meishas, Mi'ar Hashem of Meishas, they see the Kviyas from Chag Shavuos. As far as the Kviyas from Chag Shavuos is concerned, is Yeim, the same validity he ascribed to the Kviyas, to the Sfer HaZeimer. And Balayo, you have to have the same time, the same importance can be ascribed, attributed to Sfer HaZeimer by Yeim, as far as the Kviyas Meyadim is concerned, as far as the Chag Shavuos Tasselachov. But the broche, the tikkun broche was on the king who called Yochid the Yochid, Sfira Seimer. Because why is Sfira Seimer no good? But only because it is equated with Ktsire, and Ktsire is Balayla. It's only with regard to the mitzvah Sfira Seimer, which has nothing to do with Kviyas. But the mitzvah Sfira Seimer with Kviyas is good by Yeim and Balayla. Because as far as the dates are concerned, is the Sfira Seimer by Yeim, the Sfira Seimer by Yeim just as good and just as correct. Balayla. This is number one. He asked the question, why is Shochach? If Shochach is a Bahag also says the Lebrocho, why is the Lebrocho in Manusha? Is the Bahag of the Edsim Kashe? Is the Bahag of the opinion that you need Mimes, so he shouldn't count at all? Is the Bahag of the opinion that Mimes is not, that Mimes is not, are not, the requirement of Mimes is not, I don't have to give up Sfira Seimer because I missed the Niyan. So why? The question that he asked is, the Yeim and Balayla understand very well that the Kviya is for Yeim. Takes in the Kviya is the Chag Shavuos, the Kviya is a Yeim good, but however, not the Chag Shavuos, the Kviya is Chag Shavuos. But the mitzvah sphere per se, is no good in Sfira Seimer. The Sfira Seimer of Yochel, of course, Yochel and Yochel. Is the mele, is the broche. The question is which aspect of the mitzvah requires a broche. Many mitzvahs are in one aspect, which is Abiyochomet. Abiyochomet consists of searching the Chomet and finding the Chomet and destroying the Chomet. The broche, what do you say the broche? Of a searching. The question in Sphere is, what do you say the broche? Over what do you say the broche? Over the Kiyum from Yochid? Mochas HaShabbos HaShvi is Tisperu, Chamishim Yeim, or you say the broche over the Kviyas, Vashuas. Is this easy? Lailo in Yeim. Lailo in Yeim says Shuas is good by Yeim, while Shuas is good by Yeim. So, but there is no broche. The mele is Shochach. The mona by Yeim is mene, small mona by Lailo, is mene by Yeim is the broche. The mele by Yeim without a broche. Because one aspect he complies with, but he does not fulfill the second aspect. The aspect of Kriyas of what? Of Shavuos, correct. In Tmimis, in Shochach, the question is raised by him, is a similar situation. If it is in Kviyas, in Shochach, the Aloche, נפשוחך ולימונה ביהם. נפשוחך ולימונה ביהם מן היום עם עסקבי, yes. Yes, correct. The halacha is that once it's skipped one night, so there is no work. There is no tmimis. So listen, I cannot go on and say ayim aso yomim if I skipped yesterday ayim tisha yom. Correct? This is right. However, in yochid, in kol yochid v'yochid, it is so. But as far as kviyas shavuos is concerned, is then you, then I'm not a kviya as a yochid, as an individual. I'm a kviya as what? As a part of the Klal Yisrael. As far as part of the Klal Yisrael, there is continuity. There's no continuity as far as I'm concerned. But as far as the Klal Yisrael is concerned, there is continuity. Continuity. Can I say, listen to it? You just say, Ayim Asura Yom. How do you know that? So yeah, you'll tell me, well, what will it tell me? I know that because Medatsibu counted like that. And I base my Mian of the Mian at Sibu. Is this good enough? But only to is good enough with regard to what to Kriya Shavuot, because Kriya Shavuot does not depend upon the Yochid, upon the Yochid, the Tzibur together is Kriya Shavuot. But as far as my duty, my chayva is concerned, my duty, namely to count 50 days, if I miss to one, I don't fulfill the mitzvah. The fact that the tzibur will go on with the count is quite helpful if it's a problem of kviyas shavuos of the tzibur. But it doesn't help me at all as far as my private mitzvah is concerned. In a word, shochach leimono leibayim veleibalailo is that tzibur keveya. And together with the tzibur, I've got to count, but no broche. The broche is again as far as the yochid is concerned. In a word, the mitzvah sphira seimer has two kiyumim. A kiyum is just sphira, which leads to nothing. Just sphira, and a kiyum from tviya shuvos. Whichever Shavuos this follow, Meochel Chamesh Bakomo, Toch Elis Piashiva Shavuos. Vasiso Chak Shavuos Hashem Alikam. Siso Chak Shavuos. You have it also with regard in Parsha Semeya. Vosfatum Lachem Imochas HaShavuos, Meyema Ve'achem Esema Ratnubo. Sheva Shavuos is Nimesh Tiyana, Abimochas HaShavuos HaShvish, Tis peruch. One function is just sphere. The second function is, as we are saying now, is clear. Clear is mishmur. It's very, and that's the Bahad, the speaks language of the Lei Broche, is because the Bahad is both shite, that Balailo is possible. And only by Yim is possible, only Balailo is possible. And the Tmimes applies only to the Chiyuv of the Yochid. As far as the Kima Mitzvah of Kriyas Shuer, which is how on the cloudy soil on Belden, is by Yain and Balailo not different. That's why it's, so if I forgot to count Sphere last night, I reminded myself of Yain. So I say right away about I count Sphere immediately. As far as Shuer is concerned, it's a good spirit, but it doesn't say a broche because the broche is connected, associated with the word, with the mean ayochid. And this mean ayochid is missing. What? Yeah.
With the brother.
No.
I'm not talking
about it. Count
during the day
without a brother. Yeah. How many nights he counts with a brother? It's your own language. They talking. No, no, you're right. You're right from above. You think you're right. It's not sexual. They all are must be as they count. If I skip the night, but in the daytime I caught the spirit. And then the next night I can continue. And they say it's fixated. You don't need fixated. According to my practice, it's not fixated. If I count, I didn't count at night. If I count the daytime, if the spirit for 3 years best, for 3 years is for a part of the world, very. So I. It is fear really. Just a moment. This fear is really, this fear is true. I didn't count last night, I counted today. Just a minute. What is the case? The case is you forgot to make a brocha. Balayla, he didn't count. He counted by year. He counts by year. In the next night, he can go on with the brocha. He can go on with the brocha. So the Shechemor says it because it's a success. Shemo, Balayla is good. By the Yem is good. When he's on the Yem is good. Even by Yem is the... Or perhaps, what's the subject? Just a moment, I'm not for you. Why is that fixated? Shemo, I'll be able to count even if I skip. You can count in the time the mitzvah. And Shemo, if a meeting a spirit makes it impossible for me to continue, perhaps I haven't committed this spirit because I counted the yin, the yin is question. This is the machada. But we are interested now the way I interpreted that I counted the day. He counted the days. Akima mitzvah for 3 years. Harashuwez. And if I skip, that's what the Bahak says. Many brachos there. A million is required, but a million is very only vis-a-vis, the key is far as worse. But a million has no validity as far as minis or the chiva yochid is concerned. So they say in such a case, there should not be a broch. They said, yes, I heard it. I have a brocha. So, because not, if it is misfixated, the different starts. Or if it's not fixated, how did I interpret it? Not misfixated, but simply. Shochach leimono is mainly brocha, but there is me and is required. Why is me and required? Kiyos Oregel. And then Shochach Balaylo, we see, Mono Bayein, again, in the midst of the Brocha, there's no Brocha because there's nothing in Yochid. But there is a Minyan because there is the Minyan has value, has significance. What's the significance of the Minyan? I have a shwe. Yeah. Ah, then they know. Continue. Just a moment, just a moment. That's why the Mechaber utilizes Sekhseke in order to make it possible for him to say a bracha. The way the Mechaber says Sekhseke, the Mechaber says Sekhseke. So the question is, what does the Sekhseke give us? The inclusion of the bracha in the next year. Because if it's not because if a Sekhseke would not have been, it's not for Sekhseke, I would say, all right, let him continue count without a bracha until Shavuos. Shavuos will be established with the count without a bracha, even though he skipped. This is what you meant. Yes. Yes. Please. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. It's felt in Kina, John. Please. I would like to understand that. Please. According to the heart, is both, this is Shochach, and I'm going to be the Balaiwa. And maybe the end of the Ibracha. Why? Because the Kristigo is present here. What does it mean? But there is no bracha, but the bracha is connected with the yochid. Yes, the yochid. So how does the yochid regain the privilege of a bracha? What do you say? The way I interpret it, that according to the Bahag, said it in the Yeshiva Rechavasei, or with regard to the Shechavas Rechaina, Shapo Yochid Yom. As far as the Tzibu is concerned, the Bahag never said it. In Mele, whatever the Bahag says, it invalidates this fear. It invalidates only with regard to Kiyum Aleph, to the aspect of the Kiyum from Sfirat HaYochid. Of the Kiyum from Sfirat HaTzibu, the Bahag did not say that the Sfirat is worse. The Sfirat is worse. The Sfirat is important because it will be through the Sfirat of the Sfirat HaTzibu. Yeah? No, without any sense, it's clear that Tzibu, but no broche. Yishurlor says no, he makes a broche. The Mechaber says, if there's a combination of two, the Sfira from Kol Yochid to Yochid, and the Kriyas of Tzibu, there is a broche. The rest of the Mechaber says, and this is based upon the Sekhseke. So, this is Sekhseke, you know. So what is the Kasha? The Mechaber says that it's Sekhseke. Bahag is impossible to form the Sphere. I mean, the Bahag is Bahag is the Sekhseke, I didn't see anything. And Bahag is Shwish is Mitra, and the theme for Yochid is Poka, because he missed. And then, what do you do the rest of the Sphere? I do the rest of the Sphere, what? I make no bracha. Wie wie sie dann haben because of sex it. The Behag says that he continues to count without a bracha. We have asked why without a bracha.
Bahad
says, the next morning, I count
without
a bracha. However, all the following nights, I count again with a bracha. Yes.
Exactly
what Machaber says, without using like a second. I don't understand.
Let's say the 14th night,
I count. For instance, if night he forgot, he counted the 14th, the daytime.
He's no bracha. No, but the 15th, there is a bracha. It's only that day that he missed the night and he makes up in the afternoon that he counts without a bracha. However, all the following night he counts with a bracha.
All the following night he counts with a bracha. You have the text? The text is called the bracha.
The
Hashbacha,
the Hefer, the Hinti, the Forest, the Laiva, Yinna, the Mocha, the Lob Bracha.
If Shochach Laila on Shochach Yom, Bayom, is not a bracha.
On
Shochach Laila the Yom, the Yini is the bracha. Why is Laila the Yom different? Laila the Yom, on Shochach Laila the Yom, But the continuity, all right, let's forget the Rashi. But the Behag. The Behag is like that. If Laila the Yom, if you forgot by Laila, he made it the Yom Belei Brocha. This is the Behag. Because with regard to Kima Yochi, his Yom no good. He's only Laila that's nice.
Yeah.
However, the next night, he made it the Brocha. Why is Meinu Bebracha? Because yes, the next night when he is meine, when he counts the bracha for a simple reason. Because in the mitzvah sayochid, there is no need for mitzvah sayochid. Is while of a game play no role in mitzvah sayochid. In the mele, on contrary, mitzvah sayochid is while of a game. It's weird from business of all the soil. Is game in while makes no difference. Is in the lilo makes no difference. But the broche, there's no broche because in Yochid it is kosher only by Yen, by lilo, not by Yen. But when this has spared, the next sphere is already a sphere by lilo. It's a sphere by lilo. There is a broche. I didn't say it's not a definition. All I said, if I asked what does the belief of the broker, what sense does it make as far as the Haggis is concerned? It's no good if Lilo is no good. Lilo is good. Is Lilo good and Yain is no good? Is the Yisra Klal? Is Lilo Yain good? So Yisra the Brocha. So we answer that in the Kiyu from Yochi is only by Lilo. But there's another Kiyu in the first Amir, which is good by Lilo, by Yain as well, because it's the same Tvir. They don't differ, as you say. Is the Mele, as Moshochach, the Mone by Lilo, is Mele by Yain, the Broche, because there is no Broche, because Broche is exclusively connected with Yochid. There's only the Kiyu from Shiva Shuvah Tisparo. No Broche, from Tvir from Shuvah, from Tvir from Shuvah. Is Yain Kosha. But there is no Broche. Why is there no Broche? Because now it is night, and the Broche is totally in Yochid. And it's part, and I guess. Now it is day, I mean. Is the Mele is the Mele is the Broche is Mishumi, is the Zman Mitzvah is Balayro. Is the Mele is the Mele Bele Broche, because there is no Kima Yochid. Kima Yochid is Sphere is Balayro. And because I smash it, Balayro is Sphere is Balayro. Whatever it means, at Tibo there is no Zman Lilo in Yain. The Zman is depends on whether it is the same count or it's a different count. The Lilo in Yain don't differ in the count. The many Lilo in Yain don't differ in the count is the Tvias is. What is missing is not a Chavet Yorit. In the many there is no Broch. Why is no broche? Because now when I am counting by Yain, I don't yet the mitzvahs the mitzvah from Sphira Seimer in total Sphira Seimer in both communion. That's why there is no broche. But this is only to one day because now it is late. It is Yain. But the next tomorrow. I did not lose it because yesterday's sphere was also a good sphere with regard to Tvias Chagashuvah. And since yesterday's sphere is a good sphere, the Gear Chagashuvah is that Nimes is eliminated. Is that Nimes maintained? Is it made it so I'll save? Now I cannot say a broche because there is no mitzvah yochid. Why is no mitzvah yochid? Because it's daytime. Yes, it's only by Lilo. But next night is a mitzvah siyachid as well.
I spoke
human. You both human. And the fact that I counted in the day at the daytime, it means I saved the continuity. Continuity is married. Is a broken. What is here? What is here? Made you wait near the film and the marsh actors in a bay, the Eved made you who got it sphere, the ill voice bay, which is the shano of a cost of lucky, the 6 minutes. The automatic mimics of the Shatomani Balayla, the hand cost of the Ilkis actors. The Hakosa, the Ilkis, the Ish, and the Voya Balayla, given the remarkable Ebroch. לכן הלוכת, אבל משוכח לילה ויין, וימנה את ברוכו. ובאי, דיבין את נימס, משוכח לילה ויין, זה לא קונטינויטי. אבל אם זוכה ויין, there is continuity. Why is there continuity? Because there's another thing which he maintains. There's another thing from Tvias Hayashuwe. He's a matter, why don't you make a ברוכה at the daytime? Because the yochid is a sphere of yochid requires lilo, like a chavchas matzah requires lilo. But the man for yochid, but this is not as man for tvias bezin. Tvias bezin b'lilo is the top of the chassid. Tvias bezin is not yein with lilo, but what's tvias bezin? Whether it is the same meaning as lilo or not, and since a yein meira chachra lilo, is tvias bezin the same meaning? By him, it is best in here, yeah. The same meaning as if I had counted last night. It's a mele, it's no broche. But no broche only on the day I count. I do count by him. But le mocho is a chidoshin in my sphere. Balaylo. My sphere is a mitzvoso. And the continuity was saved by what? By the sphere from Tvius Hagashavuas. Is Memele. Is Memele, is Mevor, Bebrocha, that's what it is.
Next night.
Now there's only one question. I don't understand why the people, why you didn't ask me the question. This question is, if there's now one question which is very important than anything else, is Hagashavuas. Is it actually Chagashavuos is Nikva through Sphira? The same manner as Dayevo is Nikva through Sphira. The Beis Nagodol used to count every year Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we don't know exactly. Count and say Hashanah Yishnas Hashmis L'Shmi Torah Sheino L'Yevo. There's not good news to do. The Raive, the Ram, the old Ramban, all of that. The Sephat, all of Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Is it Mele? If there is no sphere, there's no sphere. Because sphere is not totally. In a date, it is a date, but the Mekadosh from Shavuos is a Maisis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Om Rotei Rokadei Shonim, Benei Shonim Vekadei Shiru, Om Rotei Rokadei Shonim, The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It is the same Tibias, which Yevu gets from the Minyan Ashmites, so Shavuos gets from the Minyan Ayom, the Gemara. This is the Gemara. So the question is, if there is no sphere, no Minyan for the Minyan sphere, is there no Shavuos? Is it possible to say? I would say the following, as far as the Knesset Yisrael is concerned, we believe that Knesset Yisrael will always fulfill the mitzvah sphere. So there's no menace threatening on the survival of Shavuos. But what do you do? Most Rishonim are of the opinion of Sfira Bizman HaZeh is Rabbanu. It means in the Raisa there is no Sfira. How can there be a Chag HaShavuot Midr Raisa and Sfira Midr Rabbanu? If, of course, if we say that the Maisa are Sfira, when I say Ayin in the end of Mechot Vayimer, so I say and Shavuot is 49 days off, and I say Shnei Yom Vayimer, is intrinsically there is an atvius which with as an asir, which is the fact of the fire as a shuis is concerned. As we are, there's no sir. A name of money, yemi, and a money sir. Almost they have a meaning. It's actually even if you take a look in the Medrash Sheikha, I'm going. So the Medrash Sheikha says that Chag Shavuot is Tafelo. So the Medrash Sheikha says, Afilu Bizman HaZeh. Afilu Bizman HaZeh. Why didn't the Medrash Sheikha say that about Pesach and Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah? What's that? Why should we ask that? Because there is no sphere. I believe that there is something which we forgotten to take into consideration. These in general three are Smiyadim. These in general three are Smiyadim, Bizman HaZeh. How is it done? How is it? Are they Bizman HaZeh? Are they three Smiyadim? Depends upon Riyah. Neighbors came and said, the real business can be the Chedesh, and the Chedesh is not the real, is not the accordance with wisdom. Yeah. But Bizman HaZeh, there is no real, is how is that real? So the answer is the Rambam has this question, and there came in Chaskidah Shachanit, and it gives a very simple answer. And there is a local mission of Sina. And we add in our Mikva through two methods. One method is Riyah. This is Bizman HaMilyos. Bizman Bez Nagodol, the Thomas HaLishke. Lishke HaGodol. And another halacha l'Mishnah Mitzina is that Cheshbon. Very, the Me'adim are Nikva through Cheshbon. By whom are the Nikva? By the Klal Yisrael, both Cheshbon. The Chesman Tzeh. We have the same name, the same question. We have vis-a-vis Shavuot. So the same question actually applies to Me'adim in general. How are Me'adim Bizman HaZeh possible? Since Eile Me'ad HaShem HaShatikra Yisom Yisroi Kedesh that does not apply to ask, because you require a Kriyas Bezin, and Bizman HaZeh, you don't have Kriyas Bezin. Never mind Shavuot, now I'm asking you about Bizman HaZeh, there is no Kriyas Bezin, we have no Kriyas Bezin. What is the answer according to the Rambam? What is the answer? Chesed. When there is no Kriyas Bezin, is there is Kriyas by itself. Kriyas by itself, for what? Well, Chesed is in Shavuot the same halacha. Benes is Shavuot requires Kriyas, not Bezin. Kriyas Kol Yisrael. By what? By what halacha? By the halacha of Sfira, by the Mitzvah Sfira. The Sfira is the Kriya. Yishor Me'adim, Bizman HaBayis, Bizman Sedron Gdelek, what was the Kriya? Riyo. Here is Sfira. What difference is it? But there was a body, a Bezdin, as a separate entity. I mean, it used to be Kedeya. All Me'adim on the basis of Kriya, and Kedeya Shavuot on the basis of what? I'm still saying it. Four of these amigos, he bought a Sphere.
Horrible for me, yes, it's bottle of ear. It's bottle of ear, it's bottle. But there's no Beit Nagodol, there's no one to and the Harabais now, no Beit Nagodol. So always we are not left without Miyadim, but the Mekadosh changes. Instead of Miyadim, what is the Mekadosh? It's one of the Chesn, Tvi al the Chesn. Instead of Tvira, there's another Kaveya. The Kaveya from Tvira is a Kaveya al the Maishe Bezni. Well, it's oil. There's another Kaveya. What is the other Kaveya? Chesn. In Chesn, is Sphere, the Maishe Sphere. Whether it's with the Reish or with the Rabbon or with Malibu Lemeret. The Chesn, which is Kaveya Pesach, is by the Kriya Tas Pesach, because Sphere depends upon the main Shweiz, basically. Shweiz doesn't have a separate man. Shweiz does not have a separate man. As a Kriya Tas Pesach, what is Kriya Pesach? Kriya Shweiz. It's Basmanazé, it's not Sphere, with the Reish, it's not Sphere, that can be about the cloudy soil, through Chesn. But with Man Abayim, through the year was number one, but there is Sphere. The only question is, since with Man Azeh there is no Sphere, is Sphere another can be about the Chesn. So what has it got to do is, why should I be Mekayim HaBroche, Mekayim HaMitzvah, if I should count Sphere, the Mekayim before fulfill a double mitzvah. This man has his order. What is Kaveya? The Chesn. What is the Chesn? From Pesach is Kaveya. Chamishim Yim. But there is no Maishe Kvi. What I'm interested in to say is that there is a Maishe Kvi with Shmuel. Shmuel is not like Pesach. Pesach has no Maishe Kvi. And Shmuel is that you have to say, Fame HaMabokos HaShavos, until Shuez, Ayem, 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 Ayem. And this Maishe Kvi is, which hundreds of Jews or thousands of Jews say it's Kaveya. The question is, what is this man as there? If Sphere is Mir Rabona, what did we answer? What did we answer? There is Shuez in the Chesn from Pesach. Is of Sphere another factor from this man as there? The fact of this man as there is not Sphere, but what is the factor? Tomekadesh or Tomekadesh?
The Chesn
of Pesach. The Chesn of Pesach. Is merely the Sphere is dead, the Sphere is our face. It's only one aspect. It's not an aspect of Mekadesh. It's not a Mekadesh, this one I think. But in Cain is a Chobon Kiyum in Sphere, namely the Chavis HaYochid, and not a Mitzvah from Sphere is dead. This is the only difficulty I encountered. You may say that Nidarabonan is Sphere also Akaveya. Is Sphere also Akaveya. But Nidaraisha, you don't need it. Nidaraisha, you have the Kriyas from Chesn. Nidarabonan is Sphere. Now, the Sphere is a Kaveya. The Sphere is a Kaveya. The Manabai is certainly the person who wants to go. Is the Chachmei HaKabbalah is accepted. Because Chachmei HaKabbalah has a different interpretation of the meaning of Israel, which considers Sphere as Manaveret. Of course, I mean, we take for granted that Sphere is as Man HaVeret because of Talmid Rav Akiva. Of the fact that Rav Akiva's Talmidim died, so many thousands of them died, suddenly they get a lot of her. That's a lot of her, since he bought the Taylor made this world. Is the fact, this is our interpretation.
And indeed, within the frame of reference of this interpretation, that it is the Gavelius suffering, the Mea Shira, is due to the incident, the familiar activity, so that in conjunction with this interpretation, we consider the Avelis considered as limited, which means before Lagdimu Beimah. The balance between Lagdimu Beimah and Shavuos is Nikra Dinah, no Avelis, but the Gemara in Roman says, the Kula Mesu the phrase Atzeret, which means 14 days before Atzeret. It's around Lagdimu. 14 days before that. The Kula Mesu with you. And that's why the Mechaber says the Lamed Gimel is still included in Avelis. But Lamed Dalet Babeikia, Mixer in Tikule, is the Avelis terminated. Terminated and forgot. The Ramo says, Azul Arminig is not like this. Arminig is that Lagdimu itself, that after Lagdimu, we still continue to observe the Mea Velis here. But Lagdimu itself, for some unknown reason, Lagdimu itself is a Yom Tov. What's a Yom Tov? All right. But anyway, this is the system. According to the Mekubalim, this is Shitzar, Moshe Tzabes Yosef, is the source of Avelis during days of Sire, is some historical events which took place 1900 years ago. Historically, this is the Avelis was imposed later, this man Rabbi. The Mekubalim have a different viewpoint. They say that Sphere itself contains the experience of Avelis. Where there is the Sophro, Sphere, the act of counting, with the Mesamer, Zov and Zovo, Metzero, to count, you just read the parses. I'm looking from the Sophro of Shiva Shemin, Litorosa. The Sophro of Shiva is during the Shiva Shemin, which there is new Gavelis. In Mitzero we find, in Chumash, as a Mitzero is a novel, a bias in the Gemara, in the Eskotin, on which Yisur Avelis are applicable to King Godel on earth, but it's a double portion that there is an element of Avelis in Mitzero, with the right Avelis. Also from Yatir, many of the practices of Avelis, which we, Rahman, the clan observed, is due to the fact that we will consider the observance of Torah as an Avelis experience. Wherever there is the Sofra law, the Sofra way, Shiva Shem, peaceful way, if there is Avelis. There is a Avelis. Hence it's so the minhagim, which are also the Isra is applicable to the pre-Lagdimu period and to the post-Lagdimu period. It is the same spirit. You cannot say that the spirit is terminated by Lagdimu. The spirit is during the entire period of Sfirat Shemini. The Sofro means when a man suffers. Just a moment. The Allah has to say. Why is it so? Why is sphere a symbol of it? Yeah, and this sphere, because this sphere, that means we have sphere only with regard to knowledge. With regard to in Tume, yeah. Where do you have Sphere not there? In Tume. Shiva Zov, Zove, Tumas Mes, what else? Nide, What? Metzero, I'm trying to say. when one has to emerge from the depths of Tumah into a world of Tahara, is this process of emerging. This is the process of Tshuva. Basically, it is the process of Tshuva. This process of emerging from a dark, contaminated, defiled world into a world Shekhuna says, this process itself is one of suffering. About Tshuva, I mean, enjoys too later. But about Tshuva, I mean, when you go through the period of Hakora Sachet and Vidui Dvorim, and when he has to surrender completely, when he has to accuse himself, to indict himself, I mean, of the averse he committed. All this is suffering, and it is self, and the whole Hakora Sachet is self-torture. It means the Jews in Mitzrayim wearing the Memtes Sharei Tumah, and they had to emerge into a world of Sinai, of Kabbalah Sater and Gilui Shchina. This emerges because of the contrast. Because the contrast is so amazingly different, frightening. Just 7 weeks before, they were at the bottom of Sharei Tumah, of complete degradation and complete corruption. And on Shavuot, they already stood at the foot of the mountain, and they shouted, Nasa v'nishmo, they were at the apex. But this slow climbing from the bottom of the mountain, the Tachtesor, to the top of the mountain, this climbing is very difficult. Replete with suffering. And this is certain. And that's why there is a veil. Why there is a veil. We get to the account of Mekubon. And Mekubon is a million, many. Not to observe a veil as a sigma and Lama Gimu Be'im. Because according to that interpretation, is Lama Gimu Be'im not much different from the previous, from the day space. That they should from pre-lab being a pre-lab being a what do you say? That is not a deal for the test. Since I didn't answer him, I don't have to answer you either. It's a different kind of stuff. I don't need a test. I have to look to the test. But let me. If you read the Parsha, please. If you read the Parsha from Sfira Seina, please. If you read the Parsha of Sfira Seina, the way it appears in the Mor, the three of the Shabbos which will come, so you find we encounter difficulties in understanding the Parsha. The Parsha says as follows. Let us explain it. The Torah speaks about Pesach. Chamisha osayim lachayis ezeh chara matzis l'ashem, shivas yomim matzis techeilo. Vayim orishim mikotedesh, vayikrafto mishel ad Hashem shivas yomim, vayim orishim mikotedesh, komolechas avedo esad. Well, good time. Then suddenly, my daber ad Hashem al neshamim. What does it mean? דבר בני ישראל ויאמרת עליהם כי סבי על האורך מה שאני ניסים לכם whenever you come you'll cross into the land of Eretz Israel וקצרת המסקצירו and you'll harvest the land ועבישם נסיינו רשת קצירך מלאכים ונפקים נשק ונבוכם מלאכים ועשישם בימה נפכם נסיינו כבסתומים ולכם לכל אחר מאות יצא, וספרתם לכם למוחץ השבת, מגיעים הבאחר נוסעים הרב נוקו, שבע שבוס עשרים מסטיונות, עד מוכס השבע ששבי, תספרו חמישים יום והקרפתם מיכו חדוש על השם, אין סועה, אין סועה. Basically, the Torah speaks before about Yom HaShvi'i, but Yom HaShvi'i Mikro Kedesh Kumalachas Aveidu Yisrasu, and then the Torah after Yom HaShvi'i begins to speak immediately about what? About Sfirat Ha'ima, Chodosh, you know, it should have been different. So it says Mikro Kedesh, אלה מאשר לדתת שלסו במיידום, וקרפתי מישהו להשם, שיר עשיון ואימא שוי מבקר, מונחת אבינו לסעסו, בפור, דבר אבני ישראל, אמרת עליהם, תסבי אל הורי, תקצעת המספיר, because this is the second day, and this is the seventh day. ולכן מספר, in general is, why is it necessary to say, למה תסבי אל הורי, אשר אני נעשו לכם, תקצעת המספיר, Why is it all that necessary to say? The Torah should have said, I mean, Chodoshim. They call it the Chalmah, and they say, that's the name of the... That is the impression, when we study the Parsha, which we get, as if the Torah is deviating from the theme and picks up a different theme, which is important. Basically, The Sfira Seimer is in the Medrash of the Orbe. Sfira Seimer represents something which was frightening to the people, to the Jews who came out of Israel, who were in Israel. Something which apparently they couldn't understand well what it is, and they were afraid. What was the problem? The problem was a simple one. We have in Jain, the Safos Adrush, Rush and Machshovet, we have it in Mekubolim, in the Dura, Mekubolim, Kabole, that with Yitzias Mitzrayim, a certain definitive rift took place. During Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jews expected as long as the people were in Israel, they were under Ashgoche all things, a supernatural dimension. The event which happened in Israel, when I say events happened in Israel, I mean both. Before Mashiach arrived, with the message of Gula, and after it arrived the message of Gula. Ashadim, an era in Jewish history. This era, I mean, if you just count Mashiach's arrival, it's about 40 years. If this era started already, it was Ashadim prior to Mashiach, so it was 100 years old. This namely that the Jews were placed under the perspective and under Ashgocha what is all nisis. I mean, supernatural Ashgocha. Because if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not employed this method, so one of the methods of Ashgocha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu employs from time to time, the method of Ashgocha all nisis. Ayin Lamed Nun Samach Yitzot means supernatural. The categories which are reflected by such Ashgoche are not the categories of causality, of natural causality, which prevail in the physical as well as in the historical world. It's categories we don't understand. We simply defy causality, naturalness, and unity of the cosmic process. Those Ashgoches, this Ashgoche protis, this Ashgoche not protis, or the Milo Minateva, all TV, this Ashgoche party, was sponsored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With his appointment, appointing Meshe, and he spoke to him, as Oasis La Meshe. Meshe's task was, the impossible task, he should be the representative and the leader of a community or of a society which will be guided from the first day Meshe came to Mitzrayim. Until what time? Until the entry into Eretz Yisrael will be placed completely in the dimension of Ashgoche TV, of Ashgoche Nisis, or all TV, Ashgoche Lemailam Nefer. Different than English. There is a question for months, which for 40 years people were nourished. I mean, in a manner which you cannot imagine, you cannot understand now how it works. But I have a clear question of a clear siyamsu, zekelim aveyo. As Chazal says that each infant, each child, I mean, pointed out with his little finger, there is God, it's in kind of Jewish finger. But no door has achieved such distinction. No generation was placed completely under the cloth of all supernatural. Yeah, the cosmic order did not function as far as the Jews in Mitzrayim and the Midbar are concerned. And basically, we hope that this order will be renewed, it will be reestablished at the time of the final Gula redemption. To replace from Eretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Nifloet. But Mitzrayim, Mitzias Mitzrayim, represents what kind of Ashgoche. Eishi Tzumeshi. Lemaila Min HaTeva. An Ashgoche that we can put over to this table and scratch it, and it should be, and there should be, the table should start hemorrhaging. Lechem min ha-shomayim. Yitzeirem min ha-shomayim. Ve'inesh onshin, the penalties are swift in coming. Are swift in coming. As a matter of fact, people ask, why is it? Why is it? When from the Bnei Aharon, the Kasha is Bams Chazal raised the Kasha. The Bnei Aharon, what did they do? Not a vulgar avera. Mesh Rabbeinu said about Bnei Aharon that Kreva Yekodesh. A nice thought of Kreva Yekodesh refers to us. But now I found out that the Bnei Aharon were superior to us. Why is it so that the punishment was so swift in coming? Swift in coming. And we ask, in history, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes somebody for chet, it's not so swift. Leitze chesed la'alosi. Rav chesed ve'emes. Vad ye'neisei techakelei. Atei l'tshuva. Is the attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rav Chesed Emes. The Chazal say, And we say, no, the woman Dhamma says chesed. Because the whole emes, the message of Kibbeh, would have been completely irrelevant if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had exercised midas emes and not midas chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's patience and perseverance and his graciousness as a Bala Chesed, makes Shuva workable, makes Shuva possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had dealt with Chayti in the same manner as he dealt with Mother Avihu, so the whole promise of Shuva would have been completely wasted. Would have been completely wasted. What's the use of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Kalb Shuva? He takes them the sinner, a couple of years before he gets used to the idea of Tshuva. But the trouble is, if the same method which HaKadosh Baruch Hu applied to Nodav Avihu would be applied to any Chayte, so then the Holy Kippur has absolutely no significance. And that's what Chazal say, by Maya Meshia by Yishtachu, Maho, what did he hear? He heard something which quieted his heart, and it was not, which actually gave him made him understand that the message of Chile is valid and will be carried out, implemented, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not push the Chayte. You'll stand only at the door and will wait for the Chayte to come. But this is the case. And now he represses them is one of the 13 attributes. When he's still in the Chayte, he has the Yodmidas Mishpot. He announced quite solemnly, "Bad Yomaisi Techakelei, in Yoshe Miyate Kavle." HaKadosh Baruch Hu has patience, Kavliyoko, to wait for a Chayte, to do Tshuva. The whole lifespan of 70 or 80 years. So why wasn't this chesed bestowed upon Nodav Avihu? And in general, I think in Tanakh, not Nodav Avihu. For instance, we take a Yeredit in Shmini. David made a mistake. The whole arena breeze was not carried on the shoulders of the Kohenim or the wind, but by a gola in a bag, in a carriage. In the Aloch Hidoch, Tabez HaTesva, HaKedesh Aleyem, Bakos of Yisrael. It's right away. They still were marching to the place of the wrong, where the wrong had to be enshrined. And suddenly, the Yakad Hashem Maklazo, and Uzzah, the whole manager of this affair, Uzzah, whom David entrusted, is actually executing the transfer of the wrong into Navy, given to the base of Israel. This Uzzah died. After all, it's not a Yisrael, it's a Yisrael in the part of Yisrael. It's a Yisrael. Why so suddenly? Why did his death take place on the same day? And the whole Simcha was completely eliminated in Shabbat. What is the answer? The answer is those people lived not under Hashgacha Kiddush, but under Hashgacha Ol Kiddush, the Maila Min HaTera, the Milgah Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is good enough to change cosmic order in order to save or to protect a certain community, or a Yochid. The Yochid must, in this particular community, or this particular Yochid, must not make any mistake. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the cosmic order, in order to facilitate and to make it simpler for the Yochid to achieve what he wants, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke all the precedents with regard to David, who was David? David was a shepherd boy. And apparently, according to Chazal, he was a shepherd boy, and he said to him, he was a shepherd boy. The family didn't think much of David as a leader. Because you see, even Shmuel, could not believe that this is the leader of Melech Yisrael. The ancestor of the Melech HaMashiach, his brothers, when Avishai opened his mouth to David, you see that he had no regard for David. And the mother tells us, Baruch HaBob HaShem HaDeshem Mabba,
چرا شما یه عالم رویش و خط رویش نظر رو یه خوب سری حویش های سره بس حویش های کسی را دمه نزاره تردت خیلی من نادی من سم نویدم نبی که این سر زد اپا انایی دوید بیدی یکی بشه من هم میشه این سر زد تیزم مرا خیش را چرا بشه و یه عالم سم دوید این دشگاه نیسی سو بس پرد like the cloth was just there to protect somebody again from moisture and so cold. He was spread over David's head all his life. And that's why I need to ask. David should have been doubly sure about the legitimate, about the aloha with regard to the transfer of an oil. And even if the mistake is a small one, a very mild mistake, he shouldn't have made a mistake. When a Jew with Zman Hazeh makes a mistake, is the Jew with Zman Hazeh, he's not tachas hashgacha nisi. Oh, he's tachas hashgacha ateva. The natural, under the natural cosmic order, nothing in the cosmos changes for us. No missing way, we call. What we call non-missing way. That is the cosmic order, according to Chazal, came to an end with Esther Amalfi. Already Esther Amalfi worked not with miracles, she worked a lot with wisdom and sechel, and tact and understanding. She certainly had not sechel for the way, Chacham in Washington. And this is why, what could have been very simple? Ahasuerus signed the order. He went suddenly was paralyzed. And he had the order of Ahasuerus, he could have died the same night he signed the order. Because the next Purim is a Nes Lemato. Mina Nes. Lemato. B'derach HaTeva. It was B'derach HaTeva. It was a different. A different order, even the cosmic orderliness and the causal nexus, which causality is responsible for, was not noticeable. I say noticeable in the incident with Esther and Ahasuerus, and the Akadosh Baruch Hu let Esther do, we use her own wisdom, her own intelligence. And plan it, but he did not place Esther and the Knesset Yisrael at that time under Ashgoche all TVs and the Maila Min HaTeva. While until Esther was the last book of the Tishrei HaKodesh, in all other books of Tishrei HaKodesh, the events described, the events from David and Shlomo and Rehavam, the event is called is the Milo Midera HaTeva. If it's the Milo Midera HaTeva, the reward comes swiftly, but the punishment comes as quickly as the reward. And that's why when we read the Chumash about Matas Pcheres, we don't understand what's all about. Because God said that we should bring away the Paschal Lamb, and not for the Paschal Lamb as a word. As a protection against the Malach HaMashchis, who was really supposed to touch not only the mitzvah, but to protect the Israel. No, he supposed that Malach apparently could have punished the Israel and the mitzvah as well. And apparently there wasn't much reason to simply defend Israel. Because later in Tiferes Yamsu, this was Uzzah's time. Alolo, 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 alolo. Eleidah, Israel, Israel. So the reason that Israel won the trial, it was a trial upon Chazah. Israel and the trial, both were no good. But apparently the reason
for the Bnei Yisrael, for the reason, for the fact that the Bnei Yisrael have won the trial, and the Mitzrayim have lost the trial, is not to be searched for in the Ashgoch, in the dimension of Ashgoch Atilis, but of Ashgoch Atilis. This itself is the greatest of all riches. And in order that the Israel should deserve to be saved and survive this catastrophe of the Kriyas Yam Suf, they needed a special form. And this is the form of Pesach. Hashem shepesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Gotei Avisenu b'Mitzrayim Shnev Amartem l'Nokres Mitzrayim v'ez Bateinu Yitzir, we don't know what's all Bateinu, who is a Bateinu? We are the slaves, we are suffer. So of course we should have been saved. Not the Mitzrayim. The answer is that apparently we are guilty as well as the Mitzrayim. But it was quite close to the guilt of the Mitzrayim. There was guilt on the part of Israel and guilt on the Mitzvah. There is a Ish Mitzvah, Matan Shivri, and so forth, Ish Mitzvah, Matan Shivri, Ish Neivri Mitzvah, and so forth. There are many. There was a guilt on the Raglis. Apparently, there was no reason, rationally, which is the Retroderatio, which is the representative, the reason, the representative of the Ashgoch Atilis, logically, the Neivri should have lost. For a simple reason, because the Mitzvahim had nobody to teach them. The Bnei Yisrael were Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So their responsibility was by far above that. They were far different one. And this itself, that they haven't inherited anything from the Bnei Avraham, from Yitzchak, and Yaakov, this itself was responsible for the possibility, the strange possibility, that the Bnei Yisrael would be found guilty. Rahman Yitzchak and the Mitzvah will be set free. That's why you needed a special form. This is the form of Pesach. To protect the Bnei Yisrael from what?
Malach
HaMashiach. Because there was a confrontation between the Chazal Taras, between Malach HaMashiach and Mechoel and Uzo, who is guilty and who should be set free. Only the Korb made it possible for the Ashgoche, for the Ashgoche, the Malo Bina Teva, that those Nisim were carried out, even we are not deserving it. And this is, that's why Korb to me. This is exactly because if it is the Malo Bina Teva, so the fellow, then the one who is protected, by Ashgoch al Amal Nateva, should be perfect, should be clean and perfect. And little stain can change the whole historical, the course of historical events. This is the Pesach. This is the symbol of it. This is the Korb which saved. This is the real text we should learn. When we learn the Pesach, we don't know what is Pesach. Much we understand. Zgula, Sadn Gula, but what is Pesach? Pesach is because there was a logical reasonably the Jews could have lost the trial and the Mitzvah could have won the trial. And this is what Pesach is responsible. This is exactly the tears of the trial. But such a situation cannot continue forever. Such a situation. That the people should exist only by being protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu under his care and love to such an extent that the laws of nature, the laws of history should be considered completely invalid and completely superfluous. This cannot be forever, it can last for 100 years,
It can last for 10 years, for a year, during Moshe's reign. So it lasted. For how long? For a year in its reign, when Moshe came about him, and 40 years in the Midbar. In the Midbar, the whole existence was... The whole existence in the Midbar is a mile of the Teva. But the very moment they crossed the Jordan River, and there was no Amud Onan anymore, and no Be'er HaShem Miriam, no Amud Onan, and no man from heaven, the question is to exist like any other nation, but different. To exist l'mata mi'derech, tachas derech ha'teva. So and this is people are accustomed to live in an order which actually ignores the cosmic categories in history, the cosmic laws in history. It's a very difficult suggestion. The Bnei Israel, who left Israel and went into the Midbar, they did not think that at any time in history the Asgocha prophets will be removed from them. And they'll always be under the Asgocha, under the order of kings, of L'mayla min ha'teva, of a transcendental order. They didn't believe. Since in the Israel the Jews were under transcendental order, all the tears of Israel, this will continue. Abdiyat HaMashiach, Abdiyat HaGeor. My daughter, Rabbi Shem HaMashiach HaGeor. Before we talk about Pesach. Pesach is the Chag for the Milo Min HaTeva. We celebrate events from Milo Min HaTeva. Namely, what is the Milo Min HaTeva? Namely, everything in the Midbar and everything is, but this Mitzrayim, this is in the Torah.
The Shem.
Everything, I mean. Yeah, a matter of fact, the Chachma Yisrael say that the greatestness the greatestness is the man, because it's 40 years in succession. Anyway, but it cannot go on like that. The same Himalayan, it comes to an end. When Daber Adeshem and Meshul Emer, Daber Adnei Yisrael, the Amarta Aleyem, to survey all earth, Asher Ani Nation Lachem, all right? But that's all. With Tzat and Eskshira. To be Mammon. Mammon, don't expect that you'll find Ma in Eretz Yisrael. You'll have to plan, you'll have to attend to the harvest, you'll have to reap, I mean, the fruit, with Tzat and Eskshira. But, that the order will be an order, a natural order, a cosmic order. Adam Zreya Vishazriya, the Yodam Kitsa Vishas Ktire, there won't be any story and any no miracles with man or water coming out of the rock. It will happen to you. But now I have to teach you how to live a natural life in accordance with the earth. Before this we are taught how to eat the Pesach. Was Nechem Chagurim, Nechem Yetzer. This is the mitzvahs which were necessary in order to protect the Jews and to keep him in a dimension of the Milo Min HaTeva. But in the Bias Oret, interestingly, the Pesach in Yeshiyahu says, the Ochves Amon, Abdeyom et Kautzei Eretz Mishavis, Suddenly the man came to them, and with the man coming to them, not only the man and other Israelites came to them, but the whole constellation of Ashgocha came to them. It's changed from Ashgocha Lemaila Min HaTeva into Ashgocha Lemaila B'Tech HaTeva. And this is Ukar Tzatam is Ktsiro, La Vesem, and Seymer Resh is Ktsirchem Alakei. But this should not be. Degrade you, this change should not mislead you. I'll be with you, and all the promises will be fulfilled, but in a different way. ואיני פסעימה לפני עד השם, הוא יקל שם. When the man was given, there was not law, the people had no say how it should be collected. Here, after the Ashgoha Protis, the special Ashgoha Protis of Mitzal, come to an end, in life you will be free to do many things. But to do your kinchem, me mochos ha-shabbos yinifenu ha-keil. Va'asishem imanifu mesehim ha-keil is ben shnosei, so the idach, the sphere of Sa'imer and the Kob Mo'imer, the Mircha Sa'imer, are indicative of the tremendous change which the Knesset Yisrael experienced when they had to change, and this man later in the times of Yeshua, when they had to change from a nation which was under the exclusive control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who was actually experienced his presence on every step, and the people who come to a land and they are told to cultivate the land and to establish a government and to rule themselves decently in accordance with laws, with the Dinei HaTorah, which are interested mainly in the Ashgoche from the Maya Medarach, the Mata Medarach HaTorah, the Mata Medarach HaTorah. The simple Ashgoche, the Tatsmit Torah, which was established in the Breshis Bor, the Timus HaShemayim, this order. This order. Not the order for Nishim in Israel is exclusive. In this order is the rain. Wait. And this is the rain now. This is the form. The form of the people used to bring Erev Pesach. The first day of Pesach was completely dedicated. Even the days, even nowadays, the first night of Pesach of Seder is dedicated to what? To what is dedicated? למעלה מדרך הטבע. למעלה מדרך הטבע. מצו, מרד ושאני רשו, מועל, ובאיסס ובאיסים, בדם ושתיים, שאתם מבסים השמיים ואורת. And we have a list, in it. Dayenu, Nilu, when we say it means all the nisim, which are expressed in למעלה מדרך הטבע. Expressed in the list of the nation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. This is the Reina. This is the Korban Reina. That's why we are not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. The Bnei Yisrael and he's not too close. We are not as close as our ancestors whose story is told in the Bible. But that's why we deserve chesed. Patience on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when our ancestors met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were much closer to him than we are. They spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Gilui Shechina, on a personal level, that was Gilui Shechina, on a higher level, but they had the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are not as close to him as our Avicenna, but there is something compensating, namely, is not a swift and quick with punishment. But the amazing to Hakarai, in Yoshua the Yataka. Or, why so suddenly? Why on the death? Why did his death take place on the same day? And the whole Simcha was completely eliminated and so forth and so forth. What is the answer? The answer is those people lived not under Ashgoha Pivis, but under Ashgoha Ol Pivis. למעלה מן הטבע. ומי זה רבנו של עולם? It's good enough to change cosmic order in order
to save or to protect a certain community or a yochid. Because the yochid must, this particular community or this particular yochid must not make any mistake. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu breaks the cosmic order in order to facilitate and to make it simpler for the yochid to achieve what he wants, the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu broke the precedent with regard to David. Who was David? David was a shepherd boy. And apparently, according to Chazal, he was a shepherd boy, and he said to him, Shazel and Mishgavotanah. The family didn't think much of David as a leader. Because you see, even Shmuel could not believe that this is the leader of the men of Israel. The ancestor of the Melech HaMashiach, his brothers, when Avishai opened his mouth to David, you see that he had no regard for David. And the mother tells us, Baruch Abba B'Shem Ad Hashem Mabah. Kira Hashem Ayol, Yisachak Ravishan Adon Aleach, who said it? Avishai said it. Because I wish I considered David as a retarded chairman. And suddenly the Navi came and says that David will be. He was Shemin HaMishche and said that he's the Melech Yisrael. He had the Shem Vayor. And suddenly David and the Ashgoche Nisis was spread like a cloth was spread to protect somebody. Again, from Moshe and so forth. He was spread over David's head all his life. And that's why I ain't it to David should have been doubly sure about the legitimate, about the aloha with regard to the transfer of an oath. And even if the mistake is a small one, a very mild mistake, he shouldn't have made a mistake. When a Jew with Zman Hazeh makes a mistake, is the Jew with Zman Hazeh is not tachas Hashgocha Nisim. It is tachas Hashgocha Ateva. The natural, under the natural cosmic order, nothing in the cosmos changes for us. Non-Nisim Gluim, we call. What do you call non-Nisim Gluim? Then the cosmic order, according to Chazal, came to an end with Esther HaMalki. Already Esther HaMalki worked not with miracles, she worked a lot with wisdom and sechel and text and understanding. She certainly had not sechel for the Chachom in Washington. And this is why it was, could have been very simple. Achashverosh signed the order, he found his hand suddenly was paralyzed, or Achashverosh could have died the same night he signed the order. Because the next Purim is a next lemato, minanes, lemato, b'derech hatera. It was b'derech hatera. It was a different order, the cosmic orderliness. And the causal nexus, which causality is responsible for, was not noticeable. I say noticeable in the incident with Esther and Achashverosh. And the Akkadosh Baruch Hu let Esther do, we use her own wisdom, her own intelligence, and plan it, but he did not place Esther and the Knesset Yisrael that time under Ashgoche all TVs and the Milo Minatera. While until Esther was the last book of the Tishrei HaKodesh, in all other books of Tishrei HaKodesh is the event described, the events from David and Shlomo and Rehavon, the event described is the Milo Minatera HaTera. If it's the Milo Minatera HaTera, the reward comes swiftly, but the punishment comes as quickly as the reward. And that's why when you read the Chumash about Matas Pcheres,
And we don't understand what's all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we should bring a Paschal lamb and offer the Paschal lamb as a what? As a what? As a protection against the Malach HaMashchis, who was supposed to touch not only the mitzvah, but to punish the mitzvah, but to protect the Israel. No. It's supposed that Malach apparently could have punished the Israel and the Mitzvah as well. And apparently there wasn't much reason to simply defend Israel. Because later in Kriyas Yamsuf, this was Uzzah's time. Alolo, 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 alolo. So the reason that Israel won the trial, it was a trial according to Chazal. Israel and Mitzrayim, both were no good. But apparently the reason for the Israel, for the reason for the fact that the Bnei Yisroel have won the trial and the Mitzrayim have lost the trial is not to be searched for in the Ashgoch, in the dimension of Ashgoch Ativis, but of Ashgoch Ativis. This itself is the greatest of all riches. And in order that the Yisroel should deserve to be saved and survive this catastrophe of the Kriyas Yamsuf, they needed a special form. And this is the form of Pesach. Hashem she Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Botei Avisteinu b'Mitzrayim she l'amartem v'nokves Mitzrayim v'ez Boteinu Yitzu. We don't know what's all Boteinu. What's a Boteinu? We are the slaves. We suffer. So of course we should have been saved. Not the Mitzvah. The answer is that apparently we are guilty as well as the Mitzvah. But it was quite close to the guilt of the Mitzvah. There was guilt on the part of Israel and guilt on the Mitzvah. There is a Ish Mitzvah Maki Shivri and so forth, Ish Mitzvah Maki Shivri, Ish Neivri Mitzvah, and so forth. There are many. There is a guilt on the Raglis. Apparently there was no reason, rationally, which is the representation, which is the representative, the reason, the representative of the Ashgoch Ativis, logically, the Israel should have lost. For a simple reason, because the Mitzrayim had nobody to teach them. The Bnei Yisrael were Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So their responsibility was by far above that, a different one. And this itself, that they haven't inherited anything from the Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, this itself was responsible for the possibility, the strange possibility, that the Bnei Yisrael will be found guilty. Rahman Litzlan in the Mitzrayim will be set free. That's why you needed a special form. This is the form of Pesach. To protect the Bnei Yisrael from what?
Malach
HaMashchis. Because there was a confrontation between the Chazal tell us, between Malach HaMechoel and Uzo, who is guilty and who should be set free. Only the form made it possible for the Ashgoche, that those Nisim were carried out, even we have not deserved this. And this is, that's why come to me. And this is exactly because if it is a Malo Minateva, so the fellow, the one who is protected by Ashgoch HaLemal Minateva should be perfect, should be clean and perfect. A little stain can change the whole historical, the course of historical events. This is a Kompesach. This is a symbol of it. Oh. This is the Korm which saved. This is where Rav Gamliel said, Shlishet Warren,
First of all, the Pesach, we don't know what is Pesach. Matzah, we understand. It's Gula, Sadn Gula. But what is Pesach? Pesach is because there was logically, reasonably, the Jews could have lost the trial. And the Mitzvah could have won the trial. And this is a Pesach responsible. This is exactly Yetzias Mitzrayim. But such a situation cannot continue forever. Such a situation. That the people should exist only by being protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu under his care and love to such an extent that the laws of nature, the laws of history should be considered completely invalid and completely superfluous. This cannot be forever. It can last for 100 years. It can last for 10 years, for a year, during Moshe's reign. So it lasted. For how long? For a year in Mitzrayim when Moshe came about him, and 40 years in the Midbar. In the Midbar, the whole existence in the Midbar is Lamaila Min HaTeva. But the very moment they crossed the Jordan River, and there was no Amud Onan anymore, and no Beir Shel Miriam, no Amud Onan, no man from heaven. The question is to exist like any other nation, but different. To exist lemato midaracha, tachas daracha teva. So this is people are accustomed to live in an order which actually ignores the cosmic categories. In history, the cosmic laws in history, it's a very difficult suggestion. The Bnei Israel, who left Mitzrayim and went into the Midbar, they did not think that at any time in history, the Asgocha prophets will be removed from them. And they'll always be under the Ashkocha, under the order of things, of the Lamaila Min HaTeva, of a transcendental order. They didn't believe. Since in the Mitzrayim, the Jews were under transcendental order, all the tears of the Mitzrayim, this will continue. Ad-Diyas HaMashiach, Ad-Diyas HaGeir. Vaydaber Ad-Hashem HaMashiach, before we're talking about Pesach. Pesach is the Chag for the Lamaila Min HaTeva, which celebrates events from Lamaila Min HaTeva. Namely, what is the Lamaila Min HaTeva? Namely, everything in the Midbar and everything about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nisim and Nefilim.
The
Shemitah. Everything, I mean. As a matter of fact, the Chachmei Yisrael say that the greatestness and the greatestness is the man, because it's 40 years in succession. Anyway, but it cannot go on like that. The same Chemalanes. It comes to an end. Vaydaber ad Hashem al Moshe leimer, daber ad bnei Yisrael, v'yamarta aleihem, ki sovei al eretz, asher ani neitein lachem. Alright? But that's all. Uktzartem es ktzira. To be no more. No more. Don't expect that you'll find man in Eretz Yisrael. You'll have to plan. You'll have to attend to the harvest. You have to reap them in the fruit. Uktzartem es ktzira. But that the order will be an order, a natural order, a cosmic order. Odom zreya v'shazriye, v'odom keitza v'shaz ktzire. There won't be any story, any no miracles with man or water coming out of the rock. It will happen to you. But now I have to teach you how to live a natural life in accordance with the Torah. Before this, we are taught how to eat the Pesach. This is the mitzvahs which were necessary in order to protect the Jews and to keep him in a in dimension of Lemaila Min HaTeva. But with the Bias Oref, interesting is the Pasuk in Yishiyahu says, the Ochlus Amon Ad Beyom Et Kalkei Eretz Neshaves. And Beyom Ochlus Neshaves Vayichlu Ma'avur Oref. Some of the man came to them, and with the man coming to them, not only the man and other Yishiyahs came to them, but the whole constellation of Hashgokha came to them. It's changed from Hashgokha Lemaila Min HaTeva into Hashgokha Lemaila B'Teich HaTeva. And this is Ukar Tzatam Es Ktziro V'Aveisen Esein Eresh Es Ktzirchem Melakei. But this should not degrade you, this change to not mislead you. I'll be with you, and all the promises will be fulfilled, but in a different way. When the man was given, there was not law, the people had not say how it should be collected. Here, after the Hashgokha Pratis, the special Hashgokha Pratis of Mitzvah come to an end, life you will be free to do many things. But to be your children, me mochos ha-shabbos yinifenu ha-keil. Vasisem b'manichem ha-seim ha-kebez ben shnosei, so the sphir ha-seimer and the korb mo-eimer, the mir ha-seimer, are indicative of the tremendous change which the Knesset Yisrael experienced when they had to change, and this man later in the times of Yeshua, when they had to change from a nation which was under the exclusive control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who was actually experienced his presence on every step, and the people who come to a land and they are told to cultivate the land and to establish a government and to rule themselves decently in accordance with laws, with the Dine Atere, which are interested mainly in the Hashgokha from the Maya Medarach, the Mata Medarach, the Mata Medarach. The simple Hashgokha, the Kasmit order, which was established in the Embraces Bore, the Kimas Hashemayim, this order. Not the order for Nisim and Nifloes exclusively. In this order is the Reim, wait. And this is the Reim, this is the form of the people used to bring Erev Pesach. The first day of Pesach was completely dedicated. Even the days, even nowadays, the first night of Pesach of Seder is dedicated to what? To what is dedicated? Lemaila Midarach HaTeva. Lemaila Midarach HaTeva. Not more of the Shoniran Shemo Avla. We do. The Isis who makes him the Dam Zeshtayim, that makes him a Shemayim Vorat. And we have a list in it. Dayenu in Ilui, when they say it means all the Nisim, which are expressed in Lemaila Midarach HaTeva. Expressed in the list of the nation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. This is the Reina. This is the Korb Reina. That's why we are not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. The Bnei Yisrael and their history are not too close. We are not as close as our ancestors whose story is told in the Bible. But that's why we deserve chesed, patience on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when our ancestors met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were much closer to him than we are. They spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was Gilui Shechina on a personal level, there was Gilui Shechina on a higher level, but they had the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are not as close to him as our Avesenu, but there is something that compensates him. Namely, he is not as swift and quick in his punishment. And Yoshua will yet to come. What?
So hard by the Meraglim. Says that the Meraglim didn't want Klal Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael.